Slaven, you had to work hard for that point today, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that. You know what I mean? It was a game that we expected. You have to work hard in every game, but especially here. We knew that we're going to have to defend with numbers and aggressively with numbers. In the first half, we were defending with numbers, but not really aggressively all the time. A few times, we have to give them a credit. You know, they are a good team, like we are a good team. And they created two chances. We created one through Charlie that was like we were expecting that to make a good finish. Second half, what I'm not happy with today is that those 50-50 balls, we of course you can't win all of them, but we lost majority of them in first 1 hour. And again, we lost a ball at the halfway line, which the team like that, like them, that is offensively minded, and if they get a ball there, when you have few players in front of the ball, they can hurt you. And that was exactly what happened. And funny enough, it turned out to be great for us. Then we said, that's us. We changed the mindset that we wanted to be from the start, respecting the opponent and defending. But when we have a ball, that's why we have those players, you know what I mean? But we said, no, this is it now. And to be fair, I told the guys now, we have to be that from the first minute, knowing that we're going to defend in our box with the center forward. But when we have a ball and when they are not pressing like crazy, and nobody presses for 90 minutes, then let's play our game. And to be fair, since then, we could have lost the game 2-0, maybe. It's football. You can concede from counter-attack, from whatever. You can concede. But you were smelling, we are there, you know what I mean? You were smelling that it's all only a matter of time when we're going to capitalize. You know, we were in their box with numbers around their box, like with head up, and they were a little bit scared also, you know, and all that. So to be fair, it's ended up in a situation that probably they were more happy with the final whistle than us, you know. So and that means something, especially here away, when they didn't win their last two home games, and they were hoping that they're going to do it today. That shows that we have to do it for the whole game, and that shows also not only the character of the team, yeah, definitely, but also the quality of our team, squad. And the squad.
Shemi is in the right place at the right time when you needed him to equalize.
That's it. You know, I told you in the last time when we had a longer chat, it's not only about size. It's not only about leap or whatever. It's about hunger to score a goal. He is hungry. He wants to score a goal. So when he sees a bad cross, he doesn't turn his back. He sees that maybe they're going to drop. You know what I mean? It's what happens, hungerness. I mean, the lad is totally focused, totally into it, and that's why he's playing, not because of the goal, but all the games so far, he's been marvelous for us, marvelous. And that's why he's playing now for Nigeria. Top man.
And the unbeaten record continues for you.
Yeah, that's good, of course, it's good. Although mathematically, you know, it's better, I don't know, to lose one game and win the other one, but we are good. So you can't, you know, we can be a little bit unsatisfied, although I will never take a point before a game, but we can be unsatisfied with when we draw home to Millwall or Reading, with the greatest respect for them, but not here. At the end, we should have won it with a header. I saw that header in from Darnell inside, but it wasn't, you know. Also they hit the post, you know, so we can't be not pleased with this result here, especially if it means another like unbeaten run.
Slaven, just one really quickly for me, how pleasing is your side's resilience? You keep coming back from a goal down to get points in this league. That is so important.
It is important, but it is important, of course, but also there's no reason why we shouldn't not always, but today, let's say, sometimes is I don't want to wait for us to concede the goal to take more risks. Take more risks doesn't mean you're losing the shape, doesn't mean that you're not defending. But it means only being more on the front foot, because when the opponent smells that you want to play safe, then especially teams like Fulham, they go out of you. When they smell that you are doing like this and you have runners behind, then they don't press you, of course. So I'm happy with that, of course, but I want us to not to have the goal against us as a trigger to reach that, but to reach it from the first whistle.